Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. You don't have to listen live 9 to noon, although we prefer you to do that. You don't have to. You have to work. You can always go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen anytime. Let's see. Got a text message. Digging the music during the day. By the way, rock the station all day on my route. Thank you, Bo. Greatly appreciate that. He is in the Indian River area listening while he's out driving his route all day long. Greatly appreciate it. One of the things that is pretty interesting as we're looking at this process, again, going back to Lansing, one of the filing deadlines that are coming up in the area of State Representative Julie Brixey, Democrat from Okemos. She chairs the Democratic House Campaign Committee. For years, the norm in Lansing over fundraising for the House has been pretty consistent. The majority party tends to raise more than the minority party, and most everybody concedes that that is the fact of political life in Lansing. Well, nodding in agreement is none other than State Representative Julie Brixey, Okemos, who chairs the Democratic House Campaign Committee. However, she begins the conversation on an upbeat note. We think things are looking really good as we head into next year's 2026 election cycle. That said, it was noted that the majority parties raise more money. And she confessed, well, that's the normal thing that happens. Frankly, with billionaires like Betsy DeVos backing Republicans, they're always having an edge over us anyway. But again, with an air of optimism from Meridian Township, fourth-term House member comes from two different fronts. We have been able to overcome financial differences in the past with the fair lines that the new maps have created, claiming that they got rid of the gerrymandering districts. When they came up with the ballot proposal, voters, not politicians, were going to draw up the district maps for voting districts. But we're looking forward to this cycle. She expects Democrats are going to get a bump thanks to the big, beautiful bill, as well as Donald Trump's Congress. We are looking at the most basic service cuts for the people of Michigan, adding that they will use this perspective to generate additional dollars for Democrat funding. We're going to have a great plan, and we're looking forward to it. Well, the filing reporting deadline is set for this Friday, July 25th. And if any indications are coming out of her mouth, it's not going to be a good report for the Democrat House Campaign Committee in Lansing. Conversely, Matt Hall and the Republicans have been networking with a ton of donors, organizations, PACs, and they're expected to come out with their report on Friday as well. Usually, typically, they don't come out until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we won't be able to talk about it on Friday's show, but we'll definitely dive into it on Monday. Now, one small municipality, the Village of Holly, is seeking a temporary restraining order stopping the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE, from enforcing emergency orders regarding the drawdown process for Mill Pond. Flint attorney Michael Gildner, who represents the village, said in the Court of Claims complaint against EGLE that their options related to the situation ignores the village's concerns and would render the village request for a permit moot. The hearing is set for July 29th. Well, the village disagrees with EGLE's methodology and conclusions in a conditional permit, directing the village to draw down the Mill Pond until the impoundment is reduced by 4 feet. The village sought a hearing, and the village alleges that EGLE has threatened the drawdown process despite the pending hearing. Now, this is important because the pond itself, well, is created by a dam. Remember this process we went down before? Down there in mid-Michigan, dam failures. Well, with the anticipated rains that could come from various summer storms, EGLE is concerned that if the pond isn't drawn down, the dam could fail. The pond, 23.4 acres of body of water, this pond was created way back in 1843, when an early settler dammed the Shiawassee River to power a sawmill and a grist mill. EGLE, who inspected the dam back in 2017, believes the dam is dangerous and poses an imminent threat to public health and safety, according to the complaint. So now, basically, EGLE being proactive. Being proactive when it comes to drawing down these bodies of water that could cause dams to fail. Don't want another scenario that happened back in 2020. So it's going to be very, very interesting. The process going forward, the hearing is set for July 29th, this coming Tuesday. So, going to keep an eye on that story. Thought it to be kind of interesting how EGLE is being proactive now and don't want a repeat performance. Let's see. No, that story is going to take too long. I had that story pulled up, but it's not going to happen. Let's see, can we get this one in? Yeah, I think we can. Let's run with this one. The Attorney General's Office, Dana Nessel, will not conduct an investigation of Michigan State Police Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe's use of her state-issued vehicle, as was requested by State Senator Jim Runstedt in a July 7th letter Danielle Hagman Clark, the department's criminal justice bureau chief, said Runstad's comparison of Brimacombe's situation to that of a former state employee, Rufus Chappelle, who was convicted of embezzlement, are unwarranted. The facts alleged against the Lieutenant Colonel Brimacombe are not similar in nature to those as proven beyond a reasonable doubt against Mr. Chappelle. The comparison between the two is simply a flawed narrative that doesn't hold upon inspection of the facts. Runstead, Minority Vice Chair of the Senate Committee on Civil Rights, Judiciary, Public Safety, accused the Attorney General Dana Nessel of having a double standard for not choosing to investigate Brimacombe, who appeared to put thousands of miles on a statewide vehicle for personal use, even though she secured a conviction against Chappelle, who was sentenced to 3 years probation and $47,214 in restitution for the use of an emergency vehicle for personal use. Runstead demanded the investigation by the Attorney General back on June 24th, basically a month ago. But the announcement came out, sorry, not going to investigate. Well, this all goes back to 2021 when Brimacombe faced internal discipline from the Michigan State Police Department, again, using a Michigan State Police vehicle for personal use for a 6-month period of time, and for being insubordinate when she refused to immediately return the vehicle. Runstead's call for an investigation came amid a no-confidence vote by the Michigan State Police Troopers Association against both Brimacombe as well as the Michigan State Police Director, Colonel James F. Brady II. Governor Gretchen Whitmer continues to support both Grady and Brimacombe and says she is not going to replace them. Pretty interesting story. Final segment of today's show. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Well, President Donald Trump is going to be holding a press conference this afternoon in Washington, talking about America being number one in artificial intelligence. Well, here in Michigan, Michigan Virtual Learning Research Institute Senior Director Ken Durkin said that when ChatGPT launched in 2022, they knew AI was going to have a profound impact on education. They also know education, though, can be slow to adopt this technology. AI did not come with an instruction manual, adding that the last 3 years, K through 12 educators have been trying to figure out how to benefit and control this new technology. He said, well, Michigan Virtual Labs have been trying to figure out how to structure the use of AI in learning for students in a way that doesn't allow them to use AI to cheat. One of their strategists, Justin Bruno, said there's benefits to this new technology. However, you need to characterize that the state of AI and education right now, there's never been a better time to be able to cheat on your homework. There's also never been a better time to learn anything you want and to have constant assistance to go deep and think critically about all kinds of things and subjects, Bruno said. They've been working with schools to offer AI training across the state and said unless the school is willing to lock down the learning environment and heavily surveillance the students, cheating will also always be a possibility. You have to have trust in the students and hope that they make the right decisions in the terms of their AI use. He said it comes down to questions of which AI uses, which programs are available, and how they can verify whether the student actually did the work or simply copied and pasted results coming back from AI. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. A good Patriot friend of ours, Brian Panabaker, is in the process of writing a book. He has been in touch with a book publisher. He even spoke to President Trump about this. In the title of his book, A Blue Collar Conservative, From Reagan to Trump. And it's kind of interesting because he's got a really great story, being a grassroots person coming from Macomb County, Michigan, where the Reagan Democrats were basically born. Well, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting in this process is how you can use AI, artificial intelligence, even to write a book. Brian called me, was asking me for some details to fill in the blanks of certain events that took place when we passed Right to Work back in 2012. And it was very interesting because when he gave me the title, I talked to Gemini, the AI application in my phone. And when I said a blue-collar conservative from Reagan to Trump, this is what AI came back with when I simply read his title into it. The conservative movement from Reagan to Trump saw a shift from a focus on traditional conservative principles like limited government, free markets, and a strong national defense towards a more populist, nationalist, and protectionist ideology under Donald Trump, often termed Trumpism. While both eras championed social conservatism and lower taxes, Trump's approach diverged significantly on trade, tariffs, immigration, and foreign policy. AI wrote that paragraph between Reagan conservatism and Trump conservatism just from the title of his book. Pretty interesting. Well, Brian has asked the president, the last time he was at the Rose Garden on April 2nd, Liberation Day, regarding the tariffs announcement, he asked the president if he would consider writing the foreword to his book. Trump said absolutely, and as a matter of fact, put him in touch with a publisher. So Brian and I are going to work together to fill out his outline and to basically get it going with this publisher. And it will be available, he's hoping, actually, by spring. A blue-collar conservative from Reagan to Trump, based on his life experiences, Ford and Chrysler UAW worker, to leading us to Right to Work in 2012. Happy to be a part of it, Brian. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. You enjoy it on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain.